Welcome to QualityCast number 37, the last QualityCast of the 2008-2009 year. Hi, my name is Tara, and the students of room 34 are going to be sharing with you their favorite book they have read in the literature circles. In literature circles, we get in groups of four or five, we choose a different book, read parts of it, do certain jobs on it, and every week get together and discuss what we read. Once we finish the book, we get a new one. Now sit back, relax, and listen to all the wonderful books the students have chosen. Now here's Tiffany with her group's favorite book.
Thank you, Tara. Hi, my name is Tiffany, and I'm going to be telling you about a marvelous book called Inkheart by Cornelia Funke. One cruel night, a man named Mo, short for Mortimer, read a book called Inkheart to his daughter, Maggie. All of a sudden, Maggie is in the middle of a crazy adventure in a village called Capricorn's Village. One day, when both Maggie and Mo are in Capricorn's Village, Capricorn is forcing Mo to read Inkheart out loud because Mo has special powers that let the characters in the book that he is currently reading come out in the real world. The most important thing that might get you jumping out of your seat is that, well, I can't tell you. You have to find out for yourself. Our group thinks that Inkheart is the best book that we read because we love adventurous books, and Inkheart is a book that has lots of adventure. You may have already seen the movie and think that you don't have to read the book, but you're wrong. You can read the book because the book has more detail and more adventure than the movie. Now here's Ryan too with the Westing Game. Enjoy!
Hi, I'm Ryan. Our group, the Red Group, read 7 books this year. The book we think is the best is The Westing Game by Ellen Raskin. If you're looking for a mystery, this is the book for you. Sam Westing, a character in the book, was found dead in his bed. A group of kids try and find out who killed Sam Westing. So, 16 people are trying to find out the mystery. They follow clues and find out that the person who discovers who killed him gets $200 million. Well, you have to read the book to find out who won. The reason why we like this book is we always wanted to read more. The chapters were so interesting, I didn't want to put my book down. Now, here's Mariah talking about the book Sign of the Beaver.
Hi, my name is Mariah. Hey, do you need some books to read? Well, you should read The Sign of the Beaver, written by Elizabeth George Speer. This book is about a boy named Matt, who is 12 years old. He and his family live in Massachusetts, but they bought land in Maine. Matt and his father went up to Maine and built a cabin. Once they were done, Matt's father goes back to Massachusetts to pick up the rest of the family. Meanwhile, Matt stays all alone in the cabin for 7 weeks to guard the cabin while his dad is away. Or is he alone? If you want to find out what happens next, make sure you read the rest of the book. We liked this book because it was interesting and it has a lot of great actions.
Need a book to read for the summer? You should read The Turnsaw Saga by Gary Paulsen. The Turnsaw Saga is about a boy named Mark who is hiking in a desert when all of a sudden a blue light teleports him into another world. In this new world, he learns how to adapt to his new surroundings with new animals. Out of nowhere, he sees a creature with glowing eyes hiding in a tree. He meets friendly and unfriendly tribes. But he also is searching for the blue light to get back to his own world. We, the White Group, chose to do a segment about the Turnsaw Saga because it is adventurous and never gets boring. It's very interesting and it never stops getting better. By the way, my name is Wesley.
I'm Isis, and I'm a member of the Blue Group, along with Ayana, Nora, Stephanie, and Ashley G. If you like adventure and mystery, then read the book Found by Margaret Pearson Haddix. Found is the first book of the Missing series. Margaret Pearson Haddix is also the author of Among the Hidden of the Seto Children series. This story is about two boys named Chip and Jonah, who are at the ages of 13. One day, Jonah, after discovering he was adopted, started receiving strange letters that said, "You are one of the missing." And he also started seeing weird stuff. Read the book to find out more. The reason why we like the book is that it is mysterious, adventurous, and has a small amount of violence. Be aware of the releasing of the second book, Sent.
Are you bored of the books you have? Looking for something new? Hi, I'm Max, and may I suggest the book School by Gordon Corman? This book is about a kid named Capricorn. His grandmother fell out of a plum tree. You may be thinking, why was an old lady in a plum tree? Well, they live on a hippie farm called Garland. They grow their own food and need to harvest it, so that is why she was in a tree when she fell. His grandma broke her hip. And Cap is thrown to the world of non-hippies and actual schools. In that school, he meets someone he can call a friend, Hugh Winkleman. Meanwhile, some kids are planning some sinister tricks on him that can result in Cap having a nervous breakdown. The rest is to be read in the book. We like this book because it made our group laugh out loud, and it was exciting. Now get out of your seat, get in your car, and buy Schooled.
Did you find the book that caught your attention? Well, hope you did. And thank you for listening to QualityCast number 37. Now grab your wallet and head out the door.